I mentioned yesterday when I spoke to the guys from the yeshiva at Lev HaTorah from our post-high school yeshiva, I mentioned to them something that I've said in this year before, that one of my primary rabbeim that I had at Karen B'Yavne, Rav Mendel Blachman, stressed to us the importance of learning the Ramban al Torah. He said that to learn the Ramban al Torah each week is the opening to understanding all areas of Jewish philosophy, of the Hashkafa, of the Torah, of the underpinnings of the Sodos Hadas, the foundations of our faith. And he also said that Shabbos was a special time for learning that. He felt that during the week you should learn what he called Nigla, the revealed portions of Torah, Gemara, Halacha. But Shabbos, being the day of the soul, day of the Neshama, was the time to learn Divrei Torah that more were Moshkem as Halev, more dealt with being an Eved Hashem, more dealt with the Machshava, Hashkafa. Shabbos was a special day for that. And so Erev Shabbos, when we get together, so this year I've decided to dedicate, this is, I believe, the seventh round, I'm not sure. It's either the seventh or eighth round, I got to check it out. But it's the seventh or eighth year of Parshas Yirmiyahu, so, you know, I never like to repeat, and you repeat little pieces, I don't like to repeat, so I'm always looking for a new angle. So this year I decided to dedicate all the Parshas Yirmiyahu to Ramban al Torah, which is going to mean that the format of these sheets that get every week is going to change a little bit, in the sense that I'm not going to be, you know, writing out everything the way I used to do. Most of it is going to be, we're going to give you the text of the Ramban, and we'll go of many Rambans, and we're going to analyze aspects of the Ramban. It's going to take a few weeks till I get that exactly the format that I'd like it in, because now one of my big challenges is selecting which Rambans to talk about. There's so many Rambans in the parasha, I have to figure out how to develop a system. Should I just use one? Usually the way that the Shia works is they just develop one theme the whole time. And this week I still stuck to that idea. But we'll see as the weeks go on, maybe to develop maybe a more broad approach to touch on different aspects that the Ramban speaks about. There's so much there. Okay. I also mentioned this context. Avi Shreier always reminded me, actually, the last time that I said this, I also said this over to the boys, that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once said in the shiur that I was in, I actually, you know, heard many of his shiurim on Hashkafa, Machshava. So he said that if he was left on a desert island, and, you know, if he didn't have the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, he'd be able to survive. But without the Ramban al Torah, you know, that's the whole foundation of Yiddishkeit. It would be very difficult for a Jew to really be a Jew without the Ramban al Torah. That's the idea that he tried to communicate. So the main topic we speak about today is the topic of Ein Som Chanal Hanes. As you're going to see very, very quickly, this is a major theme of the Ramban throughout his commentary on all of Chumash. And what I'm actually going to do with you today, and many of the ideas that came, unbelievable siyata d'shmaya that I had this week, just 2 days ago, I was just talking to one of the rabbis in the yeshiva by chance, you know, and I just mentioned to him that I'm focusing this year on Ramban al Torah. He said, oh, there's a sefer called Sam Derech, or Simcha Zissel Brody. I really shouldn't even say this in the yeshiva because I was going to go get it, and then I have nothing to say, you'll all read it on your own. But there's a sefer called Sam Derech, Rav Simcha Zissel Brody. Who was Rav Simcha Zissel Brody? Rav Simcha Zissel Brody was my Rebbe, Rav Mendel Blachman's Rebbe, who he learned 10 years b'chavrusa from the time he was 14 to 24. He learned with him every single day. So my Rebbe at age 14 made Aliyah to Israel on his own, left his family in Chicago, made Aliyah to Israel on his own, showed up at the Chevron Yeshiva in Israel, went over to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Simcha Zissel, and said, by the way, we're learning b'chavrusa. That's Rav Mendel Blachman. He said, well, at 14, he was a brilliant genius at 14. He went to the Rosh Yeshiva and said, well, learn b'chavrusa. So my Rebbe who told me about the Ramban al Torah, so his Rebbe, he wrote an unbelievable Sefer on Pasha, but at the end of his Sefer, he has long drushes, long marachas, just on the Ramban al Torah. which was just 2 days ago. He just happened to say, I had no idea. And I happened to have bought the Sefer on a whim. I bought the Sefer this past summer. I just happened to have it. It's like unbelievable. These drushes are unbelievable. I just started, you know, this week looking at them. Unbelievable drushes. So you'll get a little taste today. It's going to go a little bit fast, but we'll try to make sure that everybody understands. As always, please give me feedback. If it goes too fast, too slow, too easy, too hard, you like it, you don't like it, please tell me. Give me feedback because I want to adjust based on everybody else. We're going to begin with a comment in Parshas Noach. It's the Ramban, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yates. Let's just read the Psukim inside so we know what he's talking about. And I want to stress in the commentary of the Ramban, he was very concerned about his pshatim fitting into the text. That's one of the beautiful things about his commentaries. Not just, even though he's the whole opening to machshava and Kabbalistic thought and things that are beyond the actual written word, but in much of his commentary, in 75 to 80% of his commentary, he's very, very concerned that things fit in the words. And sometimes why he rejects Rashi or rejects the Evan Ezra is because he says that's not what the text says. He's very into the text. So, Ela told us Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorosav. Noach was a tzadik. I'll first allude to all the Rambans that I'm not going to talk about it. The end of Bereishis, Noach matza chein b'ein Hashem. The whole world is corrupt. The whole world is destroyed. There was something about Noach. It's very interesting, you know. Right? Rashi says on the end of Bereishis, Hashem says, Emches ha'odam asher barasim yal pnei adama. It's like Hashem's admitting, I made a mistake. Right? I thought man was going to be able to live in this world, be able to accomplish in this world. And all of a sudden, you know, I saw it's not going. Emches ha'odam asher barasim. I'm going to destroy everybody. Everybody, I'm going to destroy mankind. That's a simple pshat. And Rashi actually says, I'm going to agree to the malachim. Right? Rashi says, one of the Rashis over here, he says, the malachim were right. They told me, ma enosh kisiz karenu. What do you care about man? What are you spending time creating a man, creating a world? What's man going to do? Man's going to mess it up. That's what the malachim said. So Hashem says over here, I'm going to agree to the Malach. But there was something about Noach. And even the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, even Noach was included in the decree. What? So you have one tzaddik, Azma. Not 999,999, the whole world is gone. Hashem says, I'm going to wipe out all of mankind. But there was something about the Chain, Noach, right? Noach is Osios Chain. Noach, Chain. If you look at the end, Emches Adam Shabarasi, I'm going to destroy all men, but v'noach matza chen be'ein Hashem. There was something about Noach. So Rashi understands, I'm going to wipe out all of mankind. Ask the Ramban against Rashi, what do you mean? If God really said he was going to wipe out all of mankind, so how come he left Noach? It doesn't mean that he admitted to the Malachim or the Malachim were right, because there was something about Noach that showed him that no, all hope is not lost for man. Almost all hope is lost for man, but we have a job, we have an obligation to matza chein be'ein Hashem, to find somehow grace in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How does one do that? So that's one whole long Ramban about how you do mitzvahs and doing it with a chein and doing things with people with a chein. To be somebody who people understand that certain people who, you know, they always have a certain sense of chein, they always have a certain sense of positive attitude, they always have a certain sense of warmth, of dignity, the way they do things. So, such people, even when the whole world is nuts, even when the whole world is gone, you could always, there's somebody to look at, there's somebody to gain from, to benefit from. There's a certain thing about Matzah Chaim Be'ash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was such a sweetness and such a pleasantness to the way Noach did his avoda, such a tmimus, such an honesty and sincerity to the way Noach did his avoda. He couldn't go through with the whole decree. It was very, very fascinating. So there was Noach, this ish tzaddik tamim b'doroso, and he had three children. V'tishacheis ha'aretz l'fnei Elokim, the whole world was full of chamas. We've spoken in past years about that. V'yomer Elokim, v'yar Elokim es ha'aretz v'nei nishchasa ki hishlus kol basar shtak al ha'aretz. Hashem says to Noach, I'm ready to destroy the whole world, but for you, Asay lecha teva satzei. Go for make for yourself a teva. Kinim taz is a teva. The chafarat osambayzim chutz bakofer. And I want you to build it 300 amos length by 50 amos deep by 30 amos 50 amos wide, 30 amos deep. Tzar tasa la teva, and I'm going to bring a marble to destroy everybody. And now in Pasuk Yates he says to him, Umikol achai, every single animal, every single species, Mikol basar, shnai mikol tovi la teva la chayos itach, bring them into the teva that they should be alive with you. Zacharu nekeva meyu. Now you got to hold on to your seats. Here we go, gentlemen. Says the Ramban. First source. Yodua ki achayos rabos maod. Says the Ramban. It is well known that there are many, 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 many species of animals. Umehen gedolos maod kipilim ukireimim vizulasam. There are many of them are very, very, very big. Peel. What's a peel? An elephant. What's a re'aim? Re'aim. A carne re'aim kind of. There's a big dispute what a re'aim is. I thought a re'aim meant like an antelope or something, but apparently others say re'aim means something massive. I'm not sure. A beast. A dinosaur. Maybe. I don't know. V'horemes haromes al ha'aretz rav mod. And how many different kinds of mice and bugs and weasels and cats and crawly things. Ein lahem bespar. The Gemara Shammai was saying, Me'a ve'esra mine ofos t'meim yesh b'mizach. There's a Gemara Nechut says 120 types of non-kosher bird, and all of them are a type of ayah. So there's 120 types of ayah. Well, the ofos t'ho remain bespar. V'nei t'starach lahavim mikulam. The Kamosa Noach would have to bring from every single species. Food for all these animals for an entire year. The Ramban says, Pshat, what's going on over here? 300 cubits. I remember about Bill Cosby, I always think about this. 300 cubits by 50 cubits. By 30 cubits. What's a cubit? Aval Hunes. Says the Ramban, we have no, you can't explain this pasuk. The Ramban says, you can't explain this. It's impossible to conceive of what happened over here. I don't care how big your ark was. It ain't holding even a millionth of the animals in the world, of the species. Plus the food, forget it. Food for a year for these animals. What's going on? It makes no sense. Says the Ramban, you have no choice to say, Aval Hunes Hichzik Mor the Sambaruba. It was a miracle that something small was machzik the entire. You can't, there's no other pshat. But then he has the fundamental kasha. So wait a second. Vim Tomer. So the Ramban asks, wait a second. If it was a miracle, Yasana Kitana, Viyismoch Al Hanes Azeh. So then why did Hashem trouble him for all the years? 120 years, it says. He built the Teva for 120 years. So then, what did he make him sweat so much that the building of the Teva is going to be an ace anyway? It's an ace anyway. However big, why do you have to build it so massive? Vim tovna yasek tanav yismoch al anes hazeh. Ra'a Hashem yisparach, so the Ramban gives two reasons for this. Ra'a Hashem yisparach la'asosa gedolo. Kedei she'yiru osa b'nei doro v'yismahu ba v'yisapru ala v'yidabru b'inyin amabol. The kinos abehema v'achayov v'sarich. It was a big event, right? Rashi says this also. Maybe he told him to make it so big, so that the people of his generation should see him. Don't forget, at that time, everybody was living in the same place, so everybody would see it, and they would wonder about it. Yismalban, they would talk about it. What's this crazy guy building this big ark? What's he nuts? And they'll speak about. Oh, he says there's a flood coming. And he's gathering together all the animals. What's he out of his mind? Ulayasu tshuva. That's the first answer. Ulayasu tshuva. Because Hashem said, the bigger he builds it, the more people will know about it, the more people see about it, maybe people will... HaKadosh Baruch. So lesson number one here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he visits the punishment, even when he's going to bring the bad decrees, he's always, always waiting. There's many makoros about this in Parshas Noach, right? First he brought down the rain light, it says. Then he brought down the rain heavier because... He wanted them to realize that do tshuva. He was ready even till the last minute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for a person even till the last minute. right? Toshev enosh ad dakov atomer shuvu b'nei adam. Toshev enosh ad dakov, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for the person ad daka, until ad dechducha shel nefesh. When a person's mamish on his last legs, on his deathbed, Rachmana Litzlan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for a person to have her hurry tshuva until the very end. Atomer shuvu b'nei adam. But then the Ramban says something else. This is going to be the major topic of the shiur this morning. V'od, asu osa gedola, says the Ramban, and this is going to be the theme. You're going to see how crazy the Ramban is about this thing. V'od asu osa gedola lema'et b'neis. Ki chen haderech b'chol hanisim shebator obunavim lasos ma shebiad adam lasos. The Ramban says that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a miracle, he cares very, very much that the miracle should be in the least limited fashion possible, in the most basic. Lemayit b'neis ki chin aderech b'chol anisim shebatora o b'neviim lasos ma shebiad adam lasos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants man to not rely on the miracle and to do as much as man can physically do. The Ramban continuously stresses v'ashar yebidei shemayim. Like the Ebenezer says, Ebenezer wants to say, well, Noach was superly big, and therefore the 300 amos was really 300 million amos, right? Because it was in Noach's amos. And the Ramban says, that's a bunch of malarkey. He doesn't buy a second of that. Because if that's true, he says, if Noach, see, this is the Ramban, he's so always rigorously concerned about the logic that it's got to make sense. He says, the Ebenezer says, oh, well, Noach was big, so his amos were big, so really, the 300 amos was 300 million. So the Ramban says, well, if that's true, the animals were probably big also, so it wouldn't help anything. You've got to multiply everything by the same amount. The Ramban stresses this theme in many, many places in his commentary in Chumash. The first one is he's talking over here. Why did Moshe send spies? Hashem says, I'm going to give you this beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash. He's been promising it to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov throughout the entire Jewish history. And the Jews are in the desert, and he's been telling them the whole thing. All of a sudden, Moshe says, right? Nishlecha Anoshim Lefanenu. You came and said, let's send some spies. Shlach Lecha Anoshim. The whole discussion, did Hashem tell him, did he do it right first, and says, Nishlecha, Shlach Lecha, not getting into all the deals of that right now. So why did the Jewish people send the spies? Ki Yisrael amru kederach kol aboyim lelachem beretz nachriya, sheshochem lefnei amanashim ledas hadrochem uvo ha'arim ushum, miyecha atam v'rosh ha'sav, lehovas lefnei amadrochem. Kin shnem ha'arinas mevo ha'ir. The original idea to send spies, says the Meraglim, is simply because that's the normal way you have to do when you're conquering. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, I'm going to give you the land. I don't care that Kosher was said. We still have to go through the motions of providing for an army, conquering. How do we go? Which path do we go? Where are we going to live? What's the land going to be like? Which city should they conquer first? Vizu Eitza Haguna B'chol Kov She'aratzel, says the Ramban. This is a normal way that anyone who's conquering land will do. V'chein Asa Od Moshe Atzmo, Shenemar V'yishlach Moshe L'ragel Es Ya'azer. V'chein B'Yeshua Ben Nun, right? Moshe did it. He sent Meraglim L'ragel Es Ya'azer, Yeshua Ben Nun, Shnayim Anashim Meraglim, V'akin Ha'yatov B'ini Moshe. Ki Ha'kosuv Lo Yismoch B'chol Ma'asav Al-Anes. Avo Yitzaveh B'nilchomim L'hi Chaleitz. Chalutz, Uli Shamer, to be girded, to be ready, to be strong, to watch and to ambush. Kasher Vakos b'Mulchemas Ha'ay Shehoyis Al Pi Hashem u'B'Mkomus Rab. Number two. Number three. Beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Count the Jewish people. Why did Hashem tell Noah to count the Jewish people? Those of you who remember the shiur from Bamidbar, maybe 2 years ago, we mentioned this. Right? Bamidbar, beginning of Bamidbar, Jewish people are ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. They're all ready. Without the Chet HaMeraglim, They would have gone without the Misonim, which led to the Chet Maraglim. They were ready to go right in. There was going to be no 40 years in the desert. So Hashem says, count the Jewish people. Why? Ramban brings like three or four different explanations. One of them is, no, they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Kemosha Amar Nosam Anachnam Ala Malka Moshe Amar Hashem. They were ready to go. Vahayu Moshe and the Seem Tzrichim Ladas Mispar Chalutzei Tzva Milchama. But they had to know how many people were going to be in the army. V'chein Mispar Kol Shevet V'Shevet. They had to know the numbers of every tribe. Mayif Galov Arvas Mor Barakam Malchus Mama. Ki Ha Torah Lo Tismo Chalaneis Sheyir Dof Echad Eleth. Even though God promised one of you is going to destroy 1,000 when things are good. But Klal Yisrael is not allowed to rely on miracles. Klal Yisrael is not allowed to rely. Klal Yisrael has to go through life in this world assuming that the miracle is not going to happen. Klal Yisrael has to do its histadlus to the nth degree. And like we said before, not only is it that you can't rely on the fact that a miracle is going to come, because in these cases, in the case of Noah, what do you mean? He wasn't supposed to rely. God said, build a teva because I'm bringing a flood and I'm going to save you. That's what he told him. What do you mean? He can't rely on a miracle in such a circumstance? But says the Ramban, A, you can't rely on miracles. B, even in a situation where you must and should assume that HaKadosh Baruch is doing a miracle, but you have to be memait in the nes as much as possible. You have to still make your hishtadlus to the nth degree so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make the least amount of miracle possible. So that a 300-foot teva, at least, you know, if people aren't looking carefully, they're not going to wonder, right? You and I, how many times do we think about how many elephants they could fit in a 300-foot teva? So, you know, at least there's an excuse. And we're going to have to discuss, that's going to, why? Why is it so crucial that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want to show his hand, as it were. He doesn't want to say things in a public way so much. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want us to be Mayim Tanais? There's a Drushas Haran. The Drush Hashmini, that was another sefer that the Rebbe said we should learn. Anyway, HaKdam HaRishon, Drush Haran writes, says this, Shechofetz Hashem Yisparach, Uritzono L'kayem Min Hago Shel Olam, Chom Ad Evshar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to run on its normal, natural course of events as much as possible. V'shehateva yakar be'inav. The Ran says that nature is precious in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo yishanehu ela l'tzorech hechrechi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not change nature unless he absolutely has to. V'peizeh Amar Moshe. Wow. Listen to this pshat, right? It's a pella. Right? God says he's going to bring slav. He's going to bring the food to feed all. How does Moshe react? Hatzon ubaka yishachet lechem matzalem? Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, I don't understand. Are you going to find enough? We're in the middle of the desert over here. How are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going to find enough food to feed the Jewish people? And the Gemara goes crazy over this. Hayad Hashem. And Hashem himself says, Hayad Hashem titza. Moshe Rabbeinu is questioning the ability of the Ribbono Shel Olam to feed the entire Jewish people. The Ribbono Shel Olam who brought them man in the desert, who gave them bread, who made the water come up from nowhere. It's a pella. There's a big dispute in the Gemara. What's going on there? How can Moshe say, "Hatzonu bakar yishachet lechem matzalem"? Is there enough? Oh, says the Drasha Sarat. Same idea. Shechashav Moshe Hashem Yisparach lo yichadesh neisu pella bechinam. They already had the man. So God is not going to make a miracle for no reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treasures the normal way of the world. V'chofet spoke, Moshe Kasavnu, L'famim kishi tzarech l'chadesh nei supele. A lot of times, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a miracle, he's going to mix into that miracle something normal, something of teva, so that will be a mishenes, a cane for the miracle. There's got to be some teva there. There's got to be some natural element that the miracle can rely on.
Im hayos shadavar tiviyahu lo yaspik lifal anesahu.
even though that natural thing is not enough to actually make the miracle happen. Aval yishin bo levad. Like Elisha said to the woman, Mibnei HaNaviim, tell me what you have in the house. And she said, oh, go ask your neighbor for some vessels. And what did she have? She had a little bit of oil. Now, says the Ran, Ein safek shebechok hateva haya nimna himatze Hashem and harav mina asa chahu. There's no way that normally a lot of oil, that amount of oil could have been poured from the little oil that she had. But still, in the oil, the Navi said, well, I need some oil, and I need some vessels. Right? What did he need oil? What did he need vessels for? Just let him, you know, take the oil and boo and poof. Let it all happen. But he says, no. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted she'il, and eso eze mishan tivi yismoch lezeh. And the Ramban explains also that that's why the Torah forbids witchcraft. We know the Torah forgive, right? El ma'onanim el kos menishmo, right? Lo sa'onenu, lo sa'nachashu, right? That's the Ramban, the next Ramban in Dvar and Perek Yudches. V'zeh sodak shofim v'koicham shamu behem she'im akhishim pamal yashem malo. That these witchcraft, doing this black magic and talking to the dead people and all those kind of things that you're not allowed to do, says the Ramban, these things are makhishim pamayu shemayu lomar shehim hepech hakochos hapshutim vehim hakoshel pamayu bitzad beyat stodim valkein roi shetesar osam ha-Torah sheyunach ha-olam lemin hago ulativo ha-poshit shehu chefetz boro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to exist in its normal way. V'gam zem itame isar ha-kilayim, says the Ramban. This is also one of the reasons why you're not allowed to crossbreed animals. You're not allowed to crossbreed. You're not allowed to take an apple tree and crossbreed it with an orange tree. Why not? Because these hybrids come. Tzmachim, yasu, pulos, nachrios. These hybrids are going to start doing weird things. Yolidu shinuyim iminogu shel olam. It's going to cause things to be different from the normal way of the world. L'ra o l'tov. Sometimes bad, sometimes good, but it doesn't matter. It's different. And therefore you can't do it. L'vad she'enat min shinu bi'yitzir kashep yirashti kvar. Pamalya Shamala. They, right, Makhishim, they contradict the Pamalya Shamala, the running of the coordination of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu up on high set into place at the beginning of creation.
It's a form of denial.
Yes. Vitzibo fakti saritzvos baroshom, because the Torah always explains Vitasa nisim yireh behester. The Ein Achavitz Lefan of Lashanas Tivol Shel Olam. So they had to appoint army generals. And he also wants to say, maybe we'll come back to this part. He says, he wants to suggest, Reb Simcha Zissel Brody, and it's safe for some derech, suggests that maybe that why this is why Yaakov Avinu placed rocks around his head when he went to sleep. The literal translation of the pasuk is, we all think he slept on the rock, right? We all know the medrash that they all came together. Ah, nice thing. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Ayasa mirash osav." He placed the rocks around his head. Says Rashi, "Vayasa mirash osav." Asaan kimin marzev saviv larosho shehaya yorei mipnei chayos rose. We always forget this Rashi. We know, the second half of this Rashi is the one we know. And, says, and the Medrash says that all 12 of them came together and became one, and the Yaakov rested his head on them. They said, "Alai aneich tzadik is roshi." But the simple pshat is, he went to sleep in the middle of the night in the desert. He put himself up some rocks, like he made a boundary so that the chayos shouldn't go. So asks Reb Simcha Zissel, a bunch of rocks are going to prevent animals from coming through to get to Yaakov in the middle of the desert? He doesn't understand. He says, no, same thing. Had to have some boundary there so that it should be mamayit b'nei. So I was thinking, we all put our alarms on in the house at night. I don't know if we do or not, but I do. A friend of mine, you know, in this neighborhood, doesn't live in this neighborhood anymore. He used to live in this neighborhood, so one time. So he used to leave his doors open, windows open, the ground floor of the house. Hey, it's the Five Towns, what's going to happen, right? We have special protection here in the Five Towns. What's going to happen? He left his windows and doors open, and one morning at 5 in the morning, there was a tall 6'4" guy in his bedroom with him and his wife. He showed up at 5 in the morning in his bedroom, going through his dreams, sleeping, and the guy's in the bedroom going through the drawers of his house. After that, he put on the alarm. But what's the, what am I saying over here? So it's not the alarm that's protecting your house. It's not the locks on the doors and the windows that's protecting your house. People can get through the alarms on your house, they can get through the doors, they can get through the windows. If somebody wants to get in, they can get in. But there's an Indian of Ein Som Kanal Anes, Lamayit Benes. At least if you turn on the alarm, HaKadosh Baruch has an excuse. He has an easy way to protect you. You're giving him something to rely on. He has an easy way to protect you. Again, we're going to get to it. Give me a second, Herbie. I'm going to get to it. But you spoke, right? Yaakov Avinu, he made a boundary, he made a border. He made some mishtadlis to protect himself. He knew it was the Ribono Shel Olam was protecting him, but still, you have to go through your mishtadlis and go through life in a way that you're going to make your hishtadlus and do what you can to protect yourself. You can't just say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect me. B'shirus li'bi'alef. No problem. I'm never going to get sick. I'm going to go outside. I'm not going to get sick. I'm going to go in the freezing cold. I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay up till all hours of the night, not get any sleep all week long. And then you're going to, you can't do that. Ein som kanal anes. And so let's get to it. So what's the point of all this? Skip the next one to get to the point. Maybe we'll come back to this. But so Reb Simcha Zissel Brody suggests one thing, and again, I'm not worth the dirt under the toenails of Reb Simcha Zissel Brody, but I'm going to suggest a different pshat also. Reb Simcha Zissel Brody, and that's rare, because once every 5 years I say something original. So you got to listen carefully now. But Reb Simcha Zissel wanted to suggest like this. Reb Simcha Zissel suggests, based on another Ramban, a very, very, very famous Ramban. I always promised myself not to say that, so I'm not going to say that again. Bli Neder, Shvur v'Kabbalah Leliv. The Ramban, there's a very well-known Ramban, where he talks about Nisim Geluyim and Nisim Nistarim. And this is also Ramban, which we'll probably learn much more. We'll have a whole shiur just on this Ramban. Because the Ramban says this in like 10 places in Chumash. But I just have it here in one little piece at the end over here. The Ramban says, "When anisim agdolam for some," Ramban wants to know, how come, it's a long Ramban, a very long Ramban. So just to give you the little piece. The Ramban over there says, you should know that the whole world, the Ramban says, there's no such thing as nature. There's no such thing as nature. Here, I just showed you 10 Rambans, where the Ramban goes through his whole commentary saying, you have to make your ishtadlos, and a person always, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to make big miracles, and everything has to be always hidden in Teva, but that's the secret. Everything has to always be hidden in Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything hidden in nature, because it says Reb Simcha Zissel. Why? The Ramban never lets on the secret. He never writes Beferish. He never tells exactly, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so hyper about having everything go with nature? By the way, the Drosh Zoran says that's why Hashem got angry at Moshe for hitting the rock and not talking to the rock. That's a whole other story. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything to go with nature. But why? Why is he so concerned about that? And even when everybody knows he's doing a miracle, I mean, if we think about all things in the Teva, it was for sure a miracle. There's no way it wasn't. But we all know it. Any thinking person, any rational thinking person knows it was a miracle. So why? Why do you have to make him build the whole thing? So why is he so concerned about being Mamayit Benes? So Reb Simcha Zissel suggests it's based on another Ramban, where he says, "When Anisim Agadolam Amufuzadim Oda Mora Benisim An Oda Moda Benisim An Astorim Shem Yisod HaTorah Kula." The whole fundamental foundation of Chumash, of all of Torah, of all of Judaism, is that nothing is nature. Nothing is Teva. No, so that makes the kasha worse. So then why is that going to... So then let him show himself. So let him reveal himself. No, he says. She'ein l'odom chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to the language of the Ramban. Okay, clearly. Ein odom chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Basically, he says you can't be a Jew without this understanding. And that's why the Ramban has so many... You can't be a Jew. Ein l'cha... Ein l'odom chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad she'namin b'chol devareinu mikrinu she'kulam nisen. Ein bohem teva umin hago shel olam. There is no such thing as nature. There's no such thing. Bein b'rabim bein b'yachid, whether for the entirety of the Jewish people or the individual. El im yasa ha-mitzvos yatzlichenu scharo. If you do the mitzvos, life, generally speaking, will be good for you. You don't always know what that means. We don't always know what's best for us. Vim yavar aleim, and if you violate the mitzvos, if you don't live a Torah life, life in general is going to be bad for you. Yachrisenu uncho. You will be punished. Maybe not in this world. Maybe only in the next world. We don't know. Hakol b'gzeras elyon kasheres karti kfar, and we're going to speak about this at length, either in Parshas Lech Lecha, where he talks about it at length, or in Parshas Va'ero, where he talks about it at length, or in Parshas, this is from Bo, this is from Parshas Bo, where he talks about it at length. I'll show you when we get to one of those Parshas how hyper and how far the Ramban takes this idea. V'yisparsimu hanisim hanistarim b'inyan harabim kasher yavo b'yude ator b'inyan habrochos v'aklolos. The Ramban says the reason why every once in a while, only in very limited cases, only when Hashem has no choice, He does nisim geluyim, public miracles like Kriyas Yamsuf and like other public miracles that we could all know that we saw in our lives. Creation of the state of Israel, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Why does Hashem do that? To give us that little reminder every once in a while that everything is teva. So suggest from Simcha Zissel Brody, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always makes it the least possible miracle? He says, because if everything was miracles, if there was always miracle, so we would think there's two ways. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the hand of miracle, and then there's something called nature, which is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always hides behind nature, he always hides behind, is to teach you that it's always Him. It's always Him. Because if we would see Hashem's hand more frequently, we would forget that it's always Him. Everything is Him. He's always hiding behind nature. He's always there in the background. So therefore, He wants the world to always, because if we would see His hand too much, we'd start thinking, only when we see Him is that His hand, but when we don't see Him, it's not Him. So it's a little bit of a paradox. So every once in a while, only in the smallest, you have to look carefully. He's made tzitz min acharakim, like it says in Shir HaShirim. You have to look carefully. You have to look behind. You have to look through the cracks of history. You have to look here and there. He's not going to come out and show Himself all the time. Because if that was the case, then we would be looking for Him all the time. He'd say, I don't see you now. I don't see you. Elamai, we have to be looking for Him all the time. Because we never see Him. Because He's always there. You got to meditate about this a little bit. That's Ersht. That's one. So I had a different shot. I had a little bit of a different. Again, I'm not worth the dirt or the toenails of Rav Simcha Zissel Brody. We have to understand that. But I had a different explanation. Maybe the Hezbollah is exactly the opposite. Maybe the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants it to work with not Him being there is because there are many people that have the other problem, that have the problem that they go through life just thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, and this, right, the famous story, and I've said it many times, right, the guy who's, the rain is falling, and the Teva is drowning, right, and then there's a, guy comes by to save him, and he says, "No, I'm going to stay. Hashem's going to protect me." And then the water's getting higher, and he climbs to the second floor of the house, and then he sees there's a tree coming by, a branch. He goes, "I'm not going to grab onto the branch. Hashem's going to save me." Then he gets calling to the roof of the house. Guy comes by in a helicopter, says, "Come on, it's raining. You're going to die. It's a flood." Don't worry. Hashem's going to save me. Right? And then he dies, and he goes up to Shemayim, and I says, "Hashem, why didn't you save me?" He says, "Who do you think sent you all those other things?" Right? The famous story. Perhaps the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Noach to build a teva is because He's telling a lesson to all of mankind. I want your hishtadlus. I want your efforts in this world. I need you to work hard to do for yourself, to do for yourself in Ruchnius, to do for yourself in Gashmius. You have to do in this world. This world is a world of human beings, of doing, of action. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have just said to Noach, oh, you know what? Here's my magic carpet. Take it, and I'm going to just have you hover above the water all the time while I kill everybody else. And then after the water is done, well, the magic carpet will come land back on one place. So what message would that be for us? That we have to wait for a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's magic carpet to do everything for us. Maybe the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu always stands behind Teva, doesn't like to show his hand so much, is because this world is a world of Hester, Padim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hiddenness. And this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be the primary actors, the primary doers, particularly in the areas of ruchnius and growth and accomplishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the human race to achieve, to accomplish, to work, not to just sit back and say, we're going to leave all our lives up to the Rabbeinu Shlom to take care of us. Of course it's true what the Ramban Reb Simcha says. Of course it's true that our Hatzlacha only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course it's true. Of course it's true. But that Hatzlacha only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have exhausted every ounce of our koiches and ability to do what we have to do. And the Ramban stresses this theme also many times, how man has to do and man has to act, and Ein Somchen Al Anes means that we're supposed to, both in the areas of Ruchnius, in terms of our own Torah study, of our own children, we have to work hard. We can't just, same thing, I don't mean to, you can't just rely on, you know, the yeshivas, right? The yeshiva's gonna educate my children. The yeshiva's gonna do it. That's what the Ramban says. That's what I meant to start off with. I have one more minute. Why were Noach's kids saved? Why were Noach's kids saved? Ramban has two pshatim. One pshat the Ramban says is that was the reward of Noach. What bigger reward could you... Noach was the tzaddik. The kids, yeah. Kids are the kids. They weren't so great. It's a whole nother shir. In the end of Bereishis, the whole mabul started from the sons of the rabbis. The whole mabul started by Yiru b'neiho Elohim espinosa adam ki tovo sein v'yikhulem nashim yikol asher b'charu. It was the kids of the rabbis that started the whole mabul. The whole world was the short course of the children of rabbis. That's another shir. And the Ramban talks about that. So why were the kids of Noach saved? So the Ramban has one shot. That was the reward for Noach. He was a tzaddik. He saved his kids. What bigger reward can you give a person that his kids should be saved? His kids should be healthy. His kids should come with him. There's another shot. No. One part of Noach's greatness was he was able to communicate that level of tzidkus and righteousness. He was able to communicate to his kids. Wow, that's the biggest avodah you can do. That's the hardest avodah. The hardest avodah for a Jew. One of the hardest avodahs. It's tzaddik tamim, says the Rambam. You know what his tzimimus was? You know what his completeness was? You know what his wholeness was? He was able to take all of his own tzidkus and give it over to his children. Whew. That's a tzaddik tamim to do that. Whoa. That's hard. That's hard stuff. But because of what I said before, the kids of rabbis sometimes have the worst. That's sometimes the roughest. So we have to make our hishtadlus. We have to not rely and say, oh, the Rabbeinu Shlom is going to do it. Zaidi is going to do it. The yeshiva is going to do it. Somebody else is going to do it. In everything in life, in all of our ruchnis, right? To study Torah. To do mitzvahs in the best way possible. To do the chasadim that are needed in the world. We can't just say, oh, yisomim almanas are around people who need things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the yisomim almanas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them. Maybe that's the Ein Somchen Al Hanes. You got to build the table. It's got to be as big as humanly possible. Take 120 years and build the table. The Eibishter is going to save everybody. It's not up to him. It's up to us. We have to do ours. And hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond. So hopefully, in all our areas and endeavors in life, we will make the biggest tishtalos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the koiches to do as much as we physically can, and the rest, and even what we do. Well, Bez Hashem will be zeicha to the brachas of the Rabbeinu Shlom, and our children will follow in our ways, and all five will be zeicha to a year of geulos, yeshuos, and hatzlacha rabba chol ma'aseh yadeinu.